Well, good morning. 7:57. 63 degrees. Here in a blue sky morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. I'm glad to be out of the sun, let me put it that way. Let me see if I can't not trigger this thing to shut off. I'm going to try carrying it. I don't have extra pockets. I don't have my hoodie today. Sun is just too hot. I slept till 6, so sun was already up by the time I crawled out. And what that means is that here at 8 o'clock, sun is, it's 35 degrees above the horizon, plus or minus. Not accounting for the angle. And it's hot. There's not a cloud in the sky. Doesn't even seem to be much haze or smoke this morning. Yesterday morning, I got up and baked my bread. The overnight in the fridge didn't seem to have hurt it any. I ran out of whole wheat flour, so it wasn't my 50-50 bake, but mostly King Arthur bread flour. As a result, it came out rather pale, rather light. But without the heaviness of the whole wheat, the bread is really, really flaky, really tender. I'm enjoying it. I'm going to have to go to the grocery store probably today. If I do it today, I won't have to do it over the weekend, because if I don't do it today, I will. And that's never, it's never a good sign. That said, I went on Thursday this week, and it was a zoo. Yeah, it was like Thanksgiving or something. Five aisles open. Five or six people in line, everyone. There weren't that many cars in the parking lot, which is what confused the hell out of me. It's like, what the? Did all these people come in at the same hour? I don't know. There were still a lot of people in the aisles. Anyway, yeah, just goes to show, even going down to weekday doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have the store to yourself. So yesterday was a 3-day. I had a very pleasant day. I worked with Roger a bit. Not as much as I expected to, not as much as I perhaps wanted to, but it was still a good session. I've got some thoughts that are banging around, and they're not coming together enough for me to see the movie in my head so that I can try to type fast enough to write it down. I don't know what happens next. And I can't write what happens next if I don't know what it is. At some point, I'm going to not feel like doing anything else. because the story will be banging away at me asking to be put onto the page. And here's the thing. I know the story that goes on the page is not going to be the story that gets published. It's just the story that goes on the page. I've hammered and tongued way too much on the first five chapters. And that's not the way to go. I feel bad spending time on words that may not actually make it past the second draft. But it's a good foundation, it's a good five chapters. Found a squirrel? What's that?
Squirrel.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Good morning. Guy walking his dog. They startled a squirrel. The squirrel made a big noise when it jumped back up into the tree. The dog, some sort of red, long-haired, satyrish looking thing, is just standing there on point looking at it. And the guy on the other end of the leash is just sort of waiting him out. That's a good day. Good day, dog. Good dog. Watch out for that squirrel. It might throw an acorn at you. Well, no. In that tree, it's going to throw a pine cone at you. But anyway, yeah, Roger. It'll come. I have faith. No Man's Sky. No Man's Sky is a lot more interesting when it actually tells you when you things happen. Oh, what is this? E-bike. She probably should have stopped for the stop sign, but she wasn't turning, so. It's a real no-frills e-bike. Quite small wheels. Tubular frame with the battery and working parts on a platform between feet. I've seen that bike around the neighborhood. It's really pretty cool. It's a good way to get around, I think. It's got a little market basket on the back. Wish I trusted my balance more. Maybe if I had been biking these last 10 years and the 10 years before, I might trust it more. But knowing my predilection for getting distracted by things going by and going by things and coming up a little bit short on the flying department and rather stiffly on the landing department, I really don't feel like risking these old bones on hard concrete and hot tar. So we'll go. Well, maybe if I had a place to keep it, I might consider a tricycle, an electric trike. Much less worried about balance. It could be fun. But my electric bill doesn't need the extra abuse. We're still doing this. We are. 9:51. Listen to more Blues is the Truth this morning. I had a couple of old files sitting around because I keep forgetting to tell it to download the new files, and it doesn't apparently do it automatically, which is kind of a pisser. I'm not really happy with this podcatcher. Not the least of which is the difficulty in getting the ads closed so I can actually get to the content. It's an ad with an X in the corner on the graphic so that you click the X and it takes you to the link. And it doesn't close the ad. The close X is actually somewhere else. And not really, not obvious. It's not white, it's sort of gray, tucked away in a corner. And it's like, this is crap. I'd pay for one if I could get one that didn't have ads and didn't pull this shit. I should probably look that up. That's probably an AI would try to tell me which one I need. Coming up on it, get ready, stay with me, Monk Post. I really need a drink. Can I get it without stopping the recording? I don't know. Maybe. Yep, apparently I can. Here comes a tricycle. Speaking of trikes. Is this Bob? Good morning. Nice trike. I like that a lot. Wasn't Bob. That's a nice little trike. It's not motorized. It's just, you have to pedal it. Little old lady. And her sunglasses and bike helmet. Tooling along. I'm about to run out of shade. Do I cross the street or do I tough it out? What do you want? Active zone minutes. Twice goal. Okay, bugger off. Here comes my favorite garden. No dogs.
Morning.
Morning.
No dog barking at you this morning.
I love this garden. I look at it every day when I go by.
I don't know what all this grass and stuff is, but it's part of the wildflower stuff I put in.
Yeah. It looks good.
It's getting filled in.
She was parking her car on the other side of the street in the shade. The lady who was usually out there tending it. Ah, Yeah, I probably should cross the street. Oh well. Close enough now. I got a patch of shade coming. I can tough it out. Morning, Rose. Waiting for the second flush of rosebuds, I guess. I do have a rose bush in my backyard. It really needs to have its trellis installed. Now that's a nice looking Russian sage hedge. Looks like they took a long bar hedge trimmer to it, squared it off, trimmed it back. Looks good. It looks really good. Not the plant I would have expected for that landscaping application. And that little patch of flowers over there, tucked in the shade. Some tall, white, daisy-looking things. Nice little pocket garden tucked away. There's a lot of those. There's another one right there. I'll be damned. And I guess that's a shrub of some flavor. This guy's waiting for. Tail going a mile a minute. Some sort of miniature collie. I can't see, he's like 50 feet away, 100 feet away. No more than that, 200 feet away. It's gonna stop and sniff this tree. Oh, you didn't like him. He just read his female. Good morning. It's all dark, a little dark. Looks pretty happy. Last stretch. I finally broke down and got a new ball cap. I got a new hat. Oh man, it's nice. Intermediate wheatgrass looking really green still. Really green. Everything else is starting to turn to seed. Wheatgrass is later. Comes in later apparently. Crested wheatgrasses. Bladed wheatgrass, whatever it is, I can't remember. It's all pretty much going to seed. What rye is left is pretty much shot down. Spiny white poppy looking good, prickly white poppy looking good. There's one blossom on it. I thought there was another one out there. I don't see it. Doesn't mean it's not there. City will be along with their sickle bar and take down all this stuff for too long. Yeah, the ryegrass up here on this end is pretty much dropping. The rye in my yard is dropping too. I really need to get out with a pair of snippers and snip off the seed heads and throw them back into the garden where they can rest until spring. I wonder if I can braid the rye grass. Turn it into rope and make a basket with it or something. Somebody over there walking a dog. And while walking the dog is not particularly unusual, the garb is. It looks like a bathrobe. I suppose it could be a caftan. But that's a statement. Walking a dog in your bathrobe. Bathrobe and slippers down into the park. Why not? I don't know. Who am I to judge? Blue jay having a little bit of a yell. Two blue jays having a yell off. Anyway, did it work? Yes, it did. I made it. I'm at the back gate. The point where I say tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.